88WOJ. AEAWOJ on the FBI. W8FU. W8FU.
What are you doing out and about?
Had a hanker and I saw something flash by my feet on Facebook and from Africa, so I had to run up to the Polish market and get a slice. While I was there, I picked up a couple other little odds and ends, but that's about it.
Hey, Sean?
Yes?
Did you see the weather advisory for tonight until Tuesday?
I heard there's supposed to be gale force wind.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Do you want to eat somewhere?
I mean, do you have a fully functional unit ready to go, or what?
Yeah, I got the T-Mobile one ready. You gotta plug it into the router, an open port on the router down there, but then I can log into it and do, the thing to make it to route over this, but yeah, I've got one completely ready, but I'm like, I just got the weather alert, I'm like, I don't think anybody's going anywhere tomorrow.
Well, also, it's not that big a deal, so the 2.6 is standalone, we still got TJ's machine and the UMP, so the 2.6 is rolling along solo. And we're losing the Warren receiver on the 7.2, so it's not like it's the end of the world. So, I don't know. I don't want to pull you out for no reason. And if I have a modem that I can use, and not have to borrow yours. And if you're coming down this way, and I don't mean down here, but, just in this general direction, I'd be happy. But I'd hate to have you run out for just for that.
Sorry.
Right.
If you're fine with being
a
standalone, that was fine. You see how we help.
No, I got it. I may still pick you up on it, but I'll tell you what I'm really worried about is if I heard the winds are supposed to be, pretty monstrous, and I'll tell you what, I don't know what we're going to call it. Not really an ice bridge, but that thing, man, I'll tell you what, they can't, I don't know if they can suffer another bad one.
It's angled up, so it's ready for a flight.
I told the, one of the maintenance guys, the plant operations guys, and he looked like he was getting busy telling people, but I may call my guy from that particular carrier and say, hey, I don't know if you know who's responsible for this particular site, but they got a serious liability issue that they better tend to stat. I might do that when I get home.
Okay, because they just put out the slide deck, and they're saying west winds 50 to 25, gusting to 40. Peak winds will be noon to 5 p.m. on Monday.
So you planning on going out anywhere today? I mean, you know, like you're going to be out, you know, like don't you dare say, yeah, I was going to Great Lakes Crossing, you know, and then you weren't.
Honestly, no, I wasn't planning on anything except for my nieces are coming over. My niece is coming over. She's going to stay with us because I got no school tomorrow and Tuesday. And, you did mention Great Lakes Crossing. There was a seafood thing there, but I think Michelle vetoed it until my parents can come with us kind of deal. But no, I wasn't planning on going anywhere.
All right, cool. Let's leave it at that because there's nothing so critical that it can't wait, you know, a little bit. You know, we'll get something in there on the short term, you know, to get it up and running until I can work something out to get the rest. I got the mount on order. I don't know if you saw that or not, but the mount, I'm not confident we can get that thing fixed in any way that it'll be because it's so critical for the alignment. I'm not convinced we could fix that thing to the point where it would be functional. So I just ordered one off eBay, believe it or not. So it should be here Tuesday, I think they said.
Okay, yeah, no, that's... I'm 16 years late, yeah. If it was 5, I'd weld it and say, there you go, but even that, I'm sure it wasn't too expensive.
Go ahead, Wally.
No, I was just thinking if you and I were bored tomorrow, Sean, if they don't fix it right around 1 o'clock, you and I could go have lunch down there and eat in the parking lot and wait for it to take off because there's nothing holding that. And, you know, putting that microwave back up where it was, if they put that tunnel back down, they're going to damage your stuff again because it flew over the top of it. And I think that the only reason the thing didn't go completely airborne, I think the microwave was what slowed it down. Go ahead, Fred.
So glad we could do our part for helping them.
Well, you know, John and I went back and pulled it, so it's no longer there. So they're not gonna monkey us up anymore. But not there to help them either. They're the other side of us, and the winds will come out of the west. So we'll be of no help this time.
Yeah, it ain't gonna take much for it to go. Jeff said that, and I don't know this, but Jeff made a comment that he didn't think that coax served any purpose anymore. Anyways, he says now it's all Cat 5 stuff. Good.
Well, that is power and fiber all in a bundle. It looks like coax. So that's probably what that is. They took all the extra coaxes out of it and replaced them with the power and fiber bundle like that.
Yeah, that's what we call radio over fiber or whatever. That's all fiber now. And like Fred said, probably some power. They would have pulled all the coax out of there, you know, a while back when they did the upgrades. And so now this, you know, this big tray that used to handle all these coax, you know, the radios used to be inside and then they would run to the antennas. Now the radios are outside and all they do is run, you know, fiber to them, fiber and power. So that's all that's there. So there's really nothing, you know, to hold it. It did have some heavy, heavy grounding straps, you know, that were all secured to the structural steel and all that. So, you know, cross fingers that those will hold, you know, hold the show. They may have very well held it, you know, last time around. But those were unusually high winds, record-setting, in fact. So, you know, are we going to see that again? Like, two, you know, in the same month, two record-setting winds? So I'm confident, but it ain't going to take as much this time, so there's that. I don't know. All right, let me get inside with my goodies, and I'm going to see if I can find my guy and give him a call and put them on alert. Dub, you hit it.
Yeah, that thing goes for a flight. Somebody could get hurt really bad. Talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Fred, finish up. Talk to you later. WD.
We didn't want anybody to come back and say, well, we didn't know. There you go. All right, WS.
KF8BOT. W8FSM. W8FSM. Finally, I have to dig around, but I got a hold of my guy, and they are on it, like stink on poop. So he's going to let me know, but I think they're going to be bugging our crew today.
Well, as they should, so that's good. That's all you can do at this point, but then they can't say you did it.
You know, it's not my site, and I got a hold of plant operations, but I don't feel comfortable. So I called him and said, look, it ain't my site. I go, but I can't rest well until I know you're on this. And so it was good for me to do this because I have no idea if that plant operations guy was going to get the right people or have the right amount of urgency. So now I know it's in the right hands. Also, I said, I go, there's a matter of, our dish got whacked. I go, so I might ask you for some help on that. I go, but I'm not worried about that right now. I'm just worried about your stuff. And he goes, oh yeah. He goes, we'll talk about that. We'll get you squared away. So all good.
Sweet. Well, and it's always good to make sure you go, you know, make those calls around them just to say howdy.
You know that, especially when you with the boots on the ground guys. You know, I deal all day with the. Everyone from the legal teams for contractual stuff, which I hate those people with a passion, to other manager types that, you know, assign people that actually get to work on. When you actually got a number and got a guy that, you know, boots on the ground, gets work done, that's the number you want.
Exactly.
All right, anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out there. Wally, you listening? He's probably getting a pedicure. All right, I'm going to get to my Kramovka.
KBS, W.R. NEW, keep it SWR. NEW, keep it SWR. NEW, keep it SWR. 508's connected and it's sending a logic out to key and I'm launching the logic, but nothing coming back.
What was that?
I said the node is connected, the USB is connected, and it's sending logic towards the controller, so at least that thing was working.
Okay, Mike just texted me. He can hear me now. Thanks. Give it a stub here.
Yeah, I had it set to reboot at noon, and it's been connected for 4 hours, so it's 4 o'clock, so there you go.
Mike said all the bacon's going to be gone by the time you get there.
Actually, I'm not very hungry. I had a pretty good breakfast lunch.
All right, I got to get back to radio install. Give me the stuff here.
All right, when you first were keying up, you had a hum, just so you know, on the initial key up, and then it went away. But the last two, you were fine.
That was on the radio inside the shop in my pickup. This is a handheld standing at the door looking out the window.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Give me the SWR.
WSXR.
Georgia? I'm sure this is in Texas. Right.